Hi, I'm Lori Pickens, a photographer and photo educator. I'm passionate about helping photographers just like you get profitable and productive in their own businesses. As a mom to three kiddos, I know how hard it can be to juggle all the demands of life. But I also know that it's possible to have a successful business and a happy family. And that's why I created Photo Goals, a podcast for creative business owners who want to learn tangible steps to automate their business through workflows, systems, tools, and strategy in order to go from scattered to streamlined with purpose. On each episode, I'll share simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use. No fluff, just the good stuff. I can't wait to help you achieve your photography goals. Let's do this. Welcome back to Photo Goals, your guide to capturing captivating photos and building a thriving photography business. Today, we're going to talk about three common branding mistakes that photographers often make and how you can fix them or avoid them in the first place. So with photography, your brand is more than just a fancy logo or a sleek website. It's really the essence of who you are as a photographer, the experience that you offer, and even the emotions that you evoke in your clients. So, mistake number one, you're trying to cater to everyone. If you're trying to sell to everyone and anyone, no one is really going to connect with you and your brand. If you spend all your time and energy trying to do a million different things or be that for a million different clients, why would someone come to you other than maybe you're at a lower price? But that's not what we want to compete on. We don't want to underprice ourselves. So this is where a lot of people will tell you that having a specific niche is the only way to go. And I feel like if maybe I lived in a bigger city, I would feel that way. Because I do believe, you know, if I'm looking for a heart doctor, you know, if I'm having heart surgery, I want a heart doctor that does this day in and day out, and I know that they're the expert in the field. I will say, having, you know, that we live in a small town in West Virginia, and I don't niche down. One, because I feel like personally, I might get a little bit bored, but just that in a smaller region, you do build lifelong relationships with customers, you know, people that I shot their weddings come back to me later when they start having babies and become lifetime family photography clients and things like that. But I do think being a niche photographer can be a huge selling point. If you are that go-to senior photographer in your area, I do think that can drive business and help you grow in success. So I think it kind of depends on where you live, your own personal preferences, and things like that. But even more important than just saying, I'm a specific niche and that's all I do, blah, 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 blah. You want to have a unique selling point that is you. So who are you selling to and what are you selling? Get super clear about who you are as a photographer and what sets you apart. So you can focus on genre and style. Maybe you're a dramatic adventure photographer who captures elopements on mountaintops. Don't post a bunch of church weddings and stuffy hotel rooms if that's not what you want to do. If you want to be that, show the adventurous side of you. Maybe you're a whimsical newborn photographer that likes to make these big elaborate sets and things like that. Show that and what it is to have that process with you, how your props, your planning, your what sets you apart and your style. You can highlight your unique approach. Maybe you specialize in unposed candid photography that captures genuine emotions and real life moments. There are clients that are seeking that. So if that's what you want to do, set yourself apart in that. Perhaps you're known for your playful interactive photo shoots. You know, maybe you're the one that's cracking jokes with the kids and tickling, and you want to focus on a comfortable, relaxed session and not necessarily this stiff, picture-perfect moment that, you know, everyone's smiling, looking at the camera. You want to set yourself apart in what it is that you are best at and what makes you special as a photographer. So maybe this means that you emphasize your values and mission. Are you passionate about empowering women? using your photography to celebrate body positivity, self-love. Maybe you lost a parent at a very young age, and that's kind of shaped you into, I want to capture this relationship of children and their moms and make sure that they have those memories that maybe you didn't have, to never forget the mom that's always left out of the photos. Whatever is in your heart that has made you fall in love with this passion and this career, put it out there. People will connect and will choose you over maybe someone with a lower price point because they like your message, because they connect with you. Perhaps maybe you had your own experience with self-doubt that led you to portrait photography. Maybe as a high school senior, you didn't feel beautiful. You didn't feel popular. And you want to build that confidence and make them feel beautiful in their own skin or their own uniqueness. There's lots of ways that you can put that message out there that people will fall in love with and connect with you on a deeper level than just, hey, she makes pretty pictures and this is what I'm paying her. By answering these questions and exploring what makes you unique, you can develop a clear brand identity that resonates with your ideal clients. The more you know about yourself as a photographer, and the better that you can define what makes you special and your ideal clients, the better that you guys will be able to connect, because you'll actually know how to connect with them and you'll start to feel more confident about your brand. Don't worry if you feel all over the place with your brand. It takes time. Learning to do business takes time, especially if you've never done it before. Trust me, I've been in this business for 14 years now, officially, and you do grow and you learn more and more about yourself. I turned 40 this year, and I feel like every year you let go of some of those preconceived notions of what you think you should be, and you start to really embrace what you are and what you do love about yourself that you can offer this world. So, mistake number two, there's a lack of consistency in your brand. You know, if everything looks and therefore feels all over the place, I'm sure you've seen where maybe you've been on someone's Instagram and then you click over to their website and it looks like a whole different person or a whole different business. This can be a real problem for potential clients trying to find you. I know a lot of beginning photographers tend to experiment with their style or their editing. They're still trying to find their groove, and that's okay. But as you're putting yourself out there as a brand, you want to be consistent. This is one of the biggest things that we also talk about in the ClickPro portfolio process is, you know, one of the rubric messages is consistency and cohesion. And it's not just for businesses. It's the idea that when someone sees your work, when someone comes to you, they know what level of quality and style that they can expect. Once you've identified who your ideal client is, everything that you create, from visuals to messaging, should resonate with them. There's a lot of big branding companies that will talk about how they actually create this persona. You know, they all the way down to naming the person and where they work and where they shop and what they do and what they love and what they don't love. And this idea that even if you've created this one specific person and you're only speaking to them, you're going to get a group of people that are in that same key ideal client target demographic. Consistency is key in branding. And here's why. Branding isn't just about aesthetics. It's the complete picture of how you are perceived. This includes your brand persona, the way you communicate, and the overall tone you project. By maintaining consistency across all these elements, you create and cultivate a sense of reliability and professionalism. When you come across consistently, people can start to recognize your brand instantly and see you as a trustworthy choice. Plus, consistent brand presence keeps you at the forefront of their minds, making them more likely to remember you when they need a photographer. You know, it's the idea that you don't have to post on Instagram every single day, but whatever you do decide to do as your posting rhythm, stay consistent with it. Okay. Mistake number three. You are missing from your photography brand. I don't believe that everyone has to have a personal brand. My business is called Lori Pickens Photography, but there are lots of successful photographers that, you know, have a different brand, or maybe they don't want to make everything about their, you know, they don't put their children's faces on Facebook and things like that. And it's not for everyone. But if you're not sharing anything about yourself and making you yourself memorable, you're making a branding mistake. I think it was Jenna Kutcher that always said that one thing that really made a major change in her Instagram growth was that she started posting photos of herself. And I always remember the rule too. I think it was Jasmine Starr that said it, that basically said that every 9 to 12 images on your Instagram feed, so basically every scroll, you know, every full scroll, at least one of those images should be a photo or Instagram reel or something that showed you, which can seem like a lot if you're not a person that's used to taking pictures and photos of yourself. But it's this idea that we're not a brand that's just selling a product. We are the product. We are the service. So if they're booking us, they're going to get me with that. You know, if I always joke that like wedding photographers, you know, sharing their best friend for the day, because I am with them all day long, it feels, you know. And if you don't have that relationship, if you didn't pick a photographer that you are vibing with, that can be a big hindrance on your wedding day. The same with family photography. If you don't have a photographer that you feel comfortable with when your kids are acting out or your husband has rolled his eyes for the third time, you know, you want a person that you understand is going to get those things, that's going to embrace the craziness of the day or the session and be there for you, that you can connect with. If you're a photographer, it's important that your potential clients can connect with you, feel comfortable with you, know who you are, and most of all, trust you. I love when clients that I'm meeting for the first time, maybe they've even watched your Instagram or your Facebook page or whatever it is for months before they end up working with you. And they say, oh, I already feel like I know you because I know you love Taylor Swift and I know that you know, you're a twin mom too. There are all these little things that they can connect with that when they come to you, instantly they feel more comfortable and more connected to you. So why is this so important? Well, let's face it. Unless they're seasoned models, most people feel a little awkward in front of the camera. And that's totally normal. But the good news is your photo shoot experience shouldn't be about feeling judged or uncomfortable. And knowing this, it's easy to see why trust is so important in the photography business. Your clients need to feel confident that you will guide them through the process, capture their best side, and make them feel comfortable getting loose. So you need to tell them, or better yet, even show them that through your brand messaging. Tell people what kind of photographer that you are. Let them get to know you, why you got into photography. Share your passion with them. You know, if your love for travel has made you this adventure photographer, if your own struggles with fertility or pregnancy is why you love capturing maternity and the magic of the struggle that parents go through to create that family, whatever it is that has made you passionate, don't be afraid to share that message, to make yourself vulnerable and connect with people on a different level. You can share what clients can expect from you when they book a photo shoot, assuring them that you know what you're doing. I always like to tell expectant moms that I'm a mom, that I had twins, that I've been there, done that, that, you know, if you're at a photo shoot and the toddler little boy is running a little crazy, I assure them, my house is just this crazy. This is actually very normal. Even if it's not, reassure them and make them feel like you're not judging the craziness and that season of life that maybe they're in, right? I know with seniors, they love to be told, I'm going to tell you what to do with your hands. I'm going to help style you. I'm going to take you to the places that are going to make you have great light and to make you feel special or
make this different than every cookie cutter photographer down the street. You want to show clients what it's like to work with you behind the scenes. This can be so great. And there's a reason that these reels and things like that are popular, because it allows people to see what they're walking into. You can have someone record for you a day while you're out with a client. You know, obviously, of course, get the client's permission first, but it just gives other people a chance to see for themselves what it's like hiring a photographer, and most importantly, what it's like to hire you. You can set clients up for success by calming their nerves and addressing their worries. You know, especially with newborns, give them a what to expect guide. You know, I tell my clients the room's going to be very warm for the baby. Address the layers, or if you're doing family photos first, so that they don't have to worry about getting hot and sweaty, you know, sitting there and things like that. I like to tell families that one of the things that I feel like sets me apart is my patience, that I don't get flustered easily, that I keep calm when the kids are running around crazy, that it just, same thing with weddings. Maybe you feel like your strong suit is that chaos coordinator kind of thing. You want to think about what your client's pain points are. What are they worried about? What is the mom who is so afraid that her kids are just not going to cooperate? Talk to that. Talk about how you are going to make that easier for her. So you want to embrace authenticity, attracting clients who click with you. In today's online world, standing out requires more than just amazing photos. It's about letting your personality shine through. Think of it like making a new friend. You can connect with someone who shares your humor, interest, overall vibe. I always laugh at the, I always think of the Stepbrothers clip of, did we just become best friends?
Yeah.
And that, you know, that same idea goes for attracting your ideal clients in photography. Don't be afraid to share your quirks, your laugh, and what makes you tick. This authenticity fosters a genuine connection that goes beyond the lens. Remember that it's okay to turn away clients who aren't a good fit. They always say that, you know, if your brand speaks to everyone, you're probably not being real. There probably should be some people that's thinking, nope, that's not me, because that means someone else is going to read that and think, that's exactly what I want. The right clients will find you. They will be drawn in by your unique light and into your work and online presence. So again, the three mistakes that we want to work towards removing is catering to everyone, whether this means niching down or simply figuring out what it is that makes you unique and what your unique selling point is. Number two, a lack of consistency. Make sure that your messaging, your website versus your Instagram versus everything else, that those are consistent, and that when people come to you, they know what they are going to get. And number three, that you personally are missing from your brand. Whether it's scary, whether that's not your thing, you have to find a way to show up as your unique person and be comfortable being in front of, you know, your Instagram story or whatever level of personal life you're willing to share in order for someone to connect with that and to search you out.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Photo Goals. If you enjoyed this content, it would mean the world to me if you left a review or send this to your business bestie. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next episode. And as always, check out the show notes for links to all my resources and info.
And as I tell my kids every day, be kind and make good choices.
Thanks for listening to Pride and Leader of You.